Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully I can be heard. It's been a while, y'all, but I think I might have the right kind of equipment now. Yay, I can hear myself and I sound good. I sound way better than before, and that was the whole point. All right, yay! So the mic check is working. I will obviously, if anybody shows up on the line, I will take a call. Let me go out here and make sure that this episode got broadcast. I let Facebook know and I let Twitter know, but I used to do, there was a way I could let the Blog Talk audience know at large, and I'll have to check that. That's why I say this is just a check. This is testing some out some new equipment. Long gone are the days of me getting on Blog Talk Radio and having lackluster equipment and not being able to be heard and not being able to hear. That is a wrap. We are live. We are in full effect right here on the Inner Peace Lighthouse Radio frequency. It is I, Mama Dada, your world healer, the dark and lovely Astro Tarot goddess, empress, priestess, queen, however you want to term it. We're back. We're in full effect. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Brother Ampu, Brother Ampu first and foremost, and the other half of the priesthood, Minister Jude. They've just been so instrumental in just so much. But of course, Brother Ampu, and me being able to even come to you guys again on this platform, I'm so excited. I got a new deck, got some new equipment. What? Got a new deck of cards. What? These are called the karma cards. Why do I keep seeing the word karma? If we're not living in karmic times right now, and it's not like the first time that I've ever said this would ever be true or the case, but come on, we've got I just looked at the chart for the upcoming Libra full moon lunar eclipse, and the key player, we call it in the growing Mama's Babies Nation, we call it the major player, you know, whatever planetary body is most prevalent, has the tightest aspect to whatever lunation we're looking at. And this go round, this full moon lunar eclipse in Libra, literally in a day, is has Pluto as the major player, and which is a very, 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 anybody who knows anything about Pluto, Plutonian energy, Plutonic energy, eighth house energy, Scorpio energy, where they converge energetically, obviously they're not the same thing, they're called different things, but where they do converge energetically, it has karmic implications. Eclipses have karmic implications. You could say there's karmic energy around this the new spring season and the new energetic year. So it's just very karmic times that it just so happens I ordered these cards over a week ago and they finally came in, and they actually are called karma cards. And I wanted to I've been testing them out in different scenarios, but I thought this would be a cool one as well. So if you want a I would have done them free, but you know, energy exchange, it's all good. $3.33 on the Cash App. There's a link in the description on blogtalkradio.com/innerpeacelighthouse. Just click that link and I'll get the alert, and then we'll do it. I'll try out some of my new cards on you. I love them already. These karma cards, they have y'all know anything astrology is just like gonna, especially if it's accurate, especially if it resonates, I'm gonna be drawn to it. And so these cards, this deck has 12 cards that represent the signs, Aries through Pisces, 12 cards that represent the houses, first through 12th, and then I believe 12 more cards for the planets, the traditional 10 planets, and then they have cards in here for the nodes as well. And right before I got on and started shuffling, and I just pulled Sagittarius in the ninth house, but right before I got on and was shuffling, the benefics came out, Venus and Jupiter, and I thought that was interesting, you know, just a really good omen for me to even come on and do this. Since it was a pop-up, people may not even catch it to even be able to hop on, but I wanted to test out the new equipment. On my end, the mic sounds really crisp and clear and good, so I'm very excited. This is how it always should have been, but you don't know what you don't know, and everything has a divine timing to it, and it feels like the divine time for me to, here's Venus again popping out, for the divine time for things to be easier. It doesn't always happen. Maybe at first there's like a struggle and a strain and frustration because, you know, just like with the new season, we're in a whole new energetic year. We're entering new territory. And for a lot of us, Mercury retrograde's already coming upon us. We officially have, we are literally in the last week of all planets direct, as of not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, as of a week from tomorrow on April 1st, when we have Mercury retrograding, we're going to no longer be in all planets direct. So, you know, it could be renewal. It could be a resurgence and a reemergence as it relates to things, but it should be starting to feel easier. If it is not, likely that is a hint, that is a message, that is a sign. Not that you are even necessarily doing the wrong thing. Perhaps you are doing the right thing in the wrong way. Maybe there's an easier way. We saw Venus pop out, and then here comes the Taurus card popping out. So more Venusian energy, but in such practical ways, in such earthy ways. In such resourceful ways that I love, what is it? There's a word that wants to come out. It's like pragmatic. It's practical. It's resourceful. It's a bit frugal. It's being, what if you have a whole bunch of money? Venus already came out. Taurus is coming out. What if you have a whole bunch of pleasurable benefits, money, resources, but what if you don't know what to do with them? Then what? So this season that we're in right now with the eclipse energy, you know, there's a lot of, like, eclipse. It's just funny because it was foretold to me years ago. It was foretold to me years ago with somebody who contacted me in regards to the broadcast and opportunities and doors that were potentially opening up for me as it related to broadcasting on other platforms and being a guest and things of that nature and being compensated and brand, perhaps, talks and things of that variety. So, but the gentleman said in our conversation, he said that the topic, the industry, the subject of astrology was going to essentially skyrocket, but the word he used, I believe it was deluge. It was, he gave this sense that there was a bursting through, a breaking through of a dam, perhaps, you know, where it's going to explode people's interest in astrology. And this was years and years ago. And I'm watching now on so many fronts. I even saw there's a show called Millionaire Matchmaker with a lady, a lady by the name of Patty Stanger, who hosts it. She's the face of the show. She's a matchmaker. She says she's got matchmaking in her blood. Her mom did it. Her grandmother did it. One thing about it, this lady, she goes hard in the astrology when she's matching people up. I find that fascinating, not because she has that in every episode, but this one episode I just so happened to catch, she was going in. She had Renstrom. He's a real popular astrologer, Mr. Renstrom, R-E-N-S-T-R-O-M. And he was a guest on the show, and he was reading the heck out of this guy. And I mean, just the synastry, composite, just even just going, I love that what they highlighted on the show was just them going into this gentleman's chart before we even get to the synastry and the composite when we're putting charts together. What about you? Because there is no we without two or more individuals, right? And so to just see to see what he was saying, I didn't know at the time. I was talking to this guy on the phone about it. I was just getting into my study of astrology, and so I took what he said with a grain of salt. But here, years later, to see it happening, you know, on such a broad scale, on such a mainstream scale, it just makes sense. It's not anything new. It's kind of, it gives the vibes of this very time that we're in. Retrograde season starting to come back upon us after we've had about 3 months straight of all planets direct, right? Eclipse season coming back upon us after the past 6 months. You know, 6 months ago, we had another eclipse season. 6 months from now, we'll have another eclipse season. So that coming back upon us. Even the return of spring. This is not our first collective spring. We've had many, many, many springs before this one. We'll have many more after this one, God say the same, right? And so there's this energy of resurgence, reemergence, revitalization. The trees didn't die. The plants didn't die like they never were coming back. They're back now. So where did they go? What happened? There's renewal energy in the air. And so spirit wants us, especially with the Venus and the Taurus card that already popped out on us, like spirit wants us to take it easy. Like the capitalistic society will have you out here struggling and straining and coming up on the rough side of the mountain. Religion is sure going to have you stressed about your salvation, about where you stand day to day, just based on every single decision you make. So there's already a message coming out, even on just the mic tech. Look, I'm keeping it simple and easy, just in line with this Venusian Taurian energy that's popping out on us so far. By just keeping it simple, just mic tech, just Cash App check. I want to see that the link works. Made it 333. I ain't trying to break your bank. We're just trying to check something. Got to do it for some amount. I would have made it 3 cents, but 333 is a beautiful, powerful number for a variety of reasons. And I wanted to check out this new deck. And as I've been on the broadcast with many decks before, and I wanted to get on here with this one and see what came out. So, Spirit, just like nature doesn't struggle and strain to come back to life in springtime, just like in nature doesn't struggle and strain, the birds not straining to sing because it's been winter for 3 months. It ought to be easy, Spirit is saying. Just follow the path of least resistance. Nobody said you wouldn't encounter speed bumps. But take it easy. If you're cruising anyway, a speed bump don't mean nothing to you. If you're trying to, oh, it's Aries. See, now, if you're Aries, just ignore this part of the channel message. Just completely ignore it because it is your solar return season. You are on birthday behavior. I fully respect it. Shout out to all my precious, priceless, powerful mama's babies who are Aries. You got all my love coming from my direction to yours and your loved ones. I hope you're having the best solar return season so far. I am still available, speaking of, for solar return readings, and I'll have that information ready for the next official broadcast. Right now, I just wanted to check everything out. If you happen to be listening to this after it's been recorded live, feel free to check, because if nobody hops on, because nobody knew I was going to do this, I didn't even know I was going to do this, but my new equipment finally came in, and I was eager to try it out. So eager. I've been in this group for months and months and months, and they always have this thing where you can call in. I never called in today. I called in. I just wanted to see if I could be heard. But, yeah, we're just keeping it easy over here. But if you hear this after the fact, hit the Cash App link anyway if you do the 333 or more, and I will do an email reading for you. Just follow this up. Oh, I need to put the email in here. So I'll edit that now while we're kind of going. But just email me after you do it. Since it'll be after the show, then when I get off the air, I'll add the email link, and you can follow up the Cash App 333 or more with a question, and I will email your reading to you within 24 hours of you sending it. How about that? Just to say thank you for testing out the link for me. But now, okay, this Cancer card keeps coming out. It came out on me earlier. But that's just the energy of the moon. That's just the energy of the moon and these lunations and the eclipse. And the moon governing Cancer really wants us to take care of home, take care of your personal needs before you can take care of career and public responsibility and your success and status in society and in the world. Might want to check in with home base. This Cancerian part of the chart, which is at the bottom of the chart where the rest of the entire wheel sits on, I always say that it's arguably the most vital part of the chart. It's arguably the most vital part of our lives is our foundation, our inner emotional foundation, keyword inner. Not even emotional per se, but the key word definitely is inner. Before you're worried about Sally, Jesse, Tom, Harry, Gary, Terry, what about numero uno? What about am I Cat Williams, voice your star player? What about that? This card says intuition. These are just some keywords. It says a whole bunch of stuff, but I'm pulling off some keywords that remind me of Cancer and that flow with what we're channel. The message is being channeled right now. your feelings, your intuition, the past. So that is the energy of the moon and these eclipses and lunations of all kinds, lunations in general, but every lunation isn't an eclipse. These next two lunations are. This full moon in Libra is. The new moon in Aries after that is going to be a solar eclipse. An eclipse as well. So we're not going to act like it's any old other lunation. This is not business as usual right now. Whatever your business as usual is, whatever your baseline is, let me help you. That your baseline's going to shift a little bit. Your foundations, this Cancer card, it's going to get tested or rocked a little bit. Not to throw you off. Not to be like an earthquake to your foundation, but just we need every 6 months or so we can stand for the validity of the path that we're on to be tested. Are you on there? There's a gentleman that I still follow him, but I'm barely on social media. I love my offline life so much more than being online. But He would always say when I would see it, what mission are you on today? What mission are you on today? He would be up. He would be up videoing himself, vlogging himself, like jogging in the rain with glasses on. So the rain's getting on his glasses. I don't know how he's seeing anything. The rain's getting on the phone. But he wants to make sure that we're all on our mission today. Happen to be an Aquarius. So this Venusian message that we're getting so far, Venus, Taurus, even Cancer is the mother, this softer energy, Spirit is saying instead of trying to blast through obstacles, instead of trying to bust through like a dam obstacles, just flow around them. Just flow easy. It ain't even nothing to you. You still chilling. You still in cruise. You ain't even adjusted your speed. You still in cruise control. Spirit is saying cruise. We started this whole broadcast out with this reminder of karmic times, even through these cards. These are karmic times we're living through right now. And so Spirit don't need our help. Spirit needs us to flow. This Cancer energy is water, much like the Venusian and Taurus energy card we got. This Cancer energy is supporting that ease and that pleasure energy, supporting it with this water energy of flow and just this currency, like this currency. I'm feeling like Spirit wants us to consider in this new season or in this season of renewal what chasing something looks like. Because we are in Sun in Aries season now. That is ruled by Mars, the planet of taking action. I don't think Spirit wants us in this season of renewal and revitalization. Vital is life, vitality. That's movement. Come on, that's growth. So I don't perceive that Spirit wants us to, like, just sit on our butts. But I do perceive, with what I'm picking up on so far, is that Spirit wants us to coast and cruise. If you're not mashing on the gas in intervals every few seconds while you're driving, but you have the cruise control on, are you still not getting to your destination? Don't get mad at the people who use cruise control because they figured out a way to get to the same destination in the same amount of time with less effort. Don't get mad because people, are learning how to work smarter and harder. Instead of getting mad, go with the flow. That's what this Cancer card's popping out to say. Our feelings, how we're feeling. This is eclipse time. if how we feel matters during any lunation, how much more so during eclipse times? Just a question. So check in with yourself. Check in with your Cancerian energy, your inner emotional foundation. Check in with the most private parts of you. Check in with your personal feelings. It matters. I don't care who sat up and dismissed what you said. I don't care where you sat up and said something and people acted like it was nothing. Where people ignored you and acted like you didn't say one word, like you were invisible. If a tree falls in a forest and nobody's around to hear it, does it make a sound? Hell yeah. Spirit sees, spirit knows, spirit hears. And I'm here just, you know, as a vessel, Mama Dada, your world healer, to let you know I hear you too. I'm Mercury ruled. I'm a messenger of God. People don't necessarily always like what I have to say, especially saying it as a Sagittarius sun. A lot of people do, on the other hand, because I'm still getting paid well to this day to channel spirit messages. And spirit, you know, sometimes it just comes out the way it comes out. But thankfully, over the years, people continue to prove to me that they appreciate it, that they feel the love from Mama Dada, even though Mama got to give that tough love sometimes. And thankfully, they love the messenger instead of wanting to shoot the messenger. Okay, and here pops out the fifth house card, which is the sun and Leo energy. So here we go again, another nod to, I feel like, this vitality, the vital energy of life and life force that is represented, you know, by this renewal of the sun, this renewal of our year with the spring season and everything. So especially with this fifth house energy and card that pops out, that's what I'm saying. Spirit wants us to enjoy ourselves. Spirit wants us to have fun. Like maybe I can enjoy my ride even more if I can just, especially with the, I've driven this one ride and it had a cruise control, but this cruise control was smart. So, it was so dope, y'all. And I know, I don't know a lot about cars, but, and I'm sure this is like old technology by now, but I thought it was so dope because I love cruise control. And this thing was intuitive. So if I got it on 60, 65, let's say, and the person that I'm in front of was going 65 or better, but now they're going 64 or 63, this car would sense it and slow my cruise. Keep me on cruise control. I still don't have to fool with the pedal, but would adjust the speed so I maintain a safe distance behind them. Oh, yes. That's what Spirit is saying. Spirit is like, I'm smarter than you. You just got here 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago. I'm not new to this like you. I'm true to this. And so I wouldn't put you out here. I wouldn't allow you to incarnate and then leave you hanging. I wouldn't allow you to incarnate out of all the millions of sperm and egg combinations that could have came together at any point in time in the life of your mom and dad. But I allow you to bust through the dam. Right? And so Spirit is saying, I want you to have fun. Like, I've come that you would have life more abundantly, that you would prosper and be in good health. Right? Even as your soul prospers. So this fifth house energy is that energy of enjoyment. We already had Taurus card come out, and here's the second house, which is the Taurus house right up under this fifth house card. Enjoy yourself. This pleasure, pleasantries. You're creating, creation. If you don't like, we're in a whole new season and year. This is prime real estate for doing something new, for doing even something you've already been doing in a new way. Revitalize it. Breathe new life into it. The power of love, games, gambling with this fifth house energy, with the trust of a child. Ooh, 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 ooh. If we could just trust the God who created us, if we could just trust the source of all that created us, we would enjoy life so much more. We would have so much more fun and love and romance and dating and games and leisure and come on. Generosity. Wouldn't be no lack mentality. Wouldn't be none. No lack mentality. Because we would be like, oh my God, we're creations, fifth house. We're creations of the Most High God. So we're good, right? Or is God on some other stuff? That's why I said this says trust, because it matters what you believe. If you have this heart, this innocence, this not naivety, but this, like it says, trust of a child in God, not in anything and everything, no. Not in the scammer that came through on your DM, no. The Most High God that allowed us to see another spring. Everybody didn't make it. I'm not going to sit up here and cry on this day, but everybody didn't make it to this new season, this season of renewal. I just got word that a lady I was following on YouTube years and years ago, she reminded me of one of my relatives because their family structure was the same. It was this beautiful dark-skinned woman with this light-skinned guy with these, you know, two children, my relative, same thing. And just found out she passed away about a week ago. So, you know, people, it's very interesting to just live and observe people. I'm a Sagittarius, so the motto for Sag is I see, and I see a lot, and it's very interesting, to say the least. But this fifth house energy, even for me and all the interesting things I see, we're being encouraged to see things through the eyes of a child, not be naive like I was aforementioned, but the eyes of a child meaning fully distrust, this full reliance on the Most High that created us, because, I mean, who better to know what we need, where we're going, where we're going in the context of the grander scheme, you know, like we know in part. We know in part. In the scriptures, it even said we prophesy in part. Like even people who prophesy, even people who can, you know, who are good at predicting, who have the skill, the gift, the talent, natural, God-given ability to predict. We only are predicting in part. And so here pops out the seventh house card, which talks about partnerships. We are inextricably linked to source. We're in it, whether we want to be part of it. Sorry, atheists. Sorry to burst your bubble. Sorry, y'all. I will crack myself up in a minute. Y'all just ignore me when I do that. But sorry, atheists, but you're partnered up with the Most High, too. If you are living and breathing, you are co-creating with the Most High, whether you are consciously aware of it or not. We think free will is a thing. But you can will to do something all you want. If the Most High God say, no, ma'am. No, sir. You're going to be spinning your wheels just like the Tower of Babel. Everybody was like, oh, we're going to build a tower to reach the heavens. And Spirit was like, yeah, y'all go ahead. Go ahead. Do what you think you need to do. And I'm going to just confuse the languages real quick, y'all. And then y'all tell me how that went. Faithful. Spirit said, bet. Faith. Y'all want a faith? I'm a foe. y'all going to fade, y'all going to also fold as well. So it just, I think I had done the chat. I forgot. I haven't broadcasted in so long. Let me check the chat. Hold on, y'all. Oh, there it is. Okay, yeah, I'm the only one in there right now. That's okay. Nobody knew I was doing this today, not even me. But we are co-creating with this seventh house card that came out, balance, cooperation, partnership, diplomatically, relationships, getting a fair deal. Like, I mean, that's, I'm just observing. I told you I'm a seer, I'm a sage, so I'm seeing a lot right now. And it's when you're even an alchemist or a magician or a scientist and you're running experiments, like you're observing, right? You're observing the feedback you're getting as you're testing your hypothesis and isolating, right, variables. You're watching for things to change or not. And as these seasons are changing and we're going into this new year and we're going into eclipse season and we're going back into these retrogrades, I'm just noticing the lack of that fifth house card we just had where we're talking about the trust of a child. I'm noticing the lack of trust. I'm noticing people trust more in me, a freaking human being just like you, more than they trust in the creator that created them, and it's just very perplexing. So I'm feeling like the seventh house card came out to say, the spirit just wants you to remember that it's your partner. You're not alone. You're not going into this brand new year alone. You don't have to figure all this out and the weight of the world on your shoulders. We already got the Venus Taurus and the second house card. Like, ain't no more. Like, in every, we got cards of planets. We got Venus. We got cards of houses. We got the second house. It's ruled by Venus. We got cards of signs. We got Taurus, which is ruled by Venus. Spirit. Is the growing mama's babies nation knows by now. Look at that 333 for the Cash App, right? We know by now that when spirit repeats, it's because spirit is not going to yell. It's a still small voice. So instead of yelling, spirit is just going to do the repetition. You're going to see it here and there and everywhere. So everywhere we've turned so far, we see this Venusian energy. And so, and even the seventh house is ruled by Venus. It's Libra. We got Taurus is ruled by Venus. And now we got the seventh house of Libra that's ruled by Venus. Here we go again. Every which way we turn, spirit is showing us that the key right now is ease and comfort and benefits and pleasure, right? Is to remember that we are partnered, like I said, whether you want to consciously be aware of it or not, we are partnered and co-creating with the divine, with source, with spirit, with God. God is absolute, right? And so just balancing that out, balancing any fears you may be encountering. Well, I'm running out of time, and I don't have enough, and things come and do. And okay, but what about your partner? You're partnered with the creator of all. So we are. And so I would imagine that we would have recourse or remedy or help available to us, right? That will make things easier than they would be if we didn't know that, if we didn't have a conscious awareness of it. And right underneath that is the eighth house card. So to the degree that we become aware, how do we become aware that we're co-creating and partnering with spirit at all times, day, night, is come more aware. As we go through our days and nights, keep the connection seventh house to our Creator in mind. Unfortunately, for a lot of people who have religious upbringing, when they think about doing that, they think of like God hovering over them and, oh, you better not say that. Oh, you better not do that. And so they don't get the luxury of co-creating with ease because they're too worried about being condemned. They're too worried about being condemned to have this fifth house energy of enjoyment and pleasure and games and fun. And so if we can, to the degree that we can, was say balance things out, we can get a fair deal. We can exact our own justice. Just like the scripture that says, God won't be mocked. Whatever a man sows, that they shall also reap. If you're sowing the trust of a child into the ones that created you, you're going to enjoy all of these venues, these ways, in every way possible, Venus energy. There's no other way. There's the two hat. Oh, okay. Okay, so the only, we'll see if it comes we'll see if it comes out. Because the only other way that this energy can come out that it hasn't already, it's already come out in the way of the second house. It's already come out in Taurus. It's already come out in the seventh house. It has not come out in Libra, but it has come out in Venus. So the only card we're looking to get now, and we don't even need to look for it. We weren't looking for the other ones, and they came to us. That's, you see where spirit is going with this? We weren't looking for the other ones, and they came to us, and here's this Cancer card popping back out again. We are well taken care of. We're protected. What does this say? Intuition to protect. We're protected, past, present, and future. That's how you can trust. That's how you can have the trust of a child when you know you're protected. Cancer card, keep popping out. This mothering energy. Not just me. I know I'm mama, daughter. It's bigger than me. I'm not the first mother. I'm not the only mother. So, but spirit wants to nurture us, and spirit wants us to nurture ourselves. Like I said, Cancer, the bottom of the chart. Spirit wants us to nurture ourselves from the inside out. Before you go, I mean, I got water right here. I'm about to take another sip as we speak. But before I even reach for the bottle of water, right? I can take a deep breath or I can sit still and be quiet. So there's spirit is reminding us of the inner work with eclipse and new year and all this stuff, retrograde, like it's new sun and Aries. Like spirit is reminding us that before we look to do with all this renewal and revitalization energy popping up, before we get to, before we take off too quick, you know, I think of people in terms of their signs now, especially now that I know astrology. But with this Aries energy, typically the Aries people I know, these people are amazing at starting stuff. They're pioneers. Forget about it. They will take off and start some stuff in a minute. Not necessarily the best on follow through. Not necessarily the best on patience. Right. And we're in that very sun season right now. So that's popping up. That's here to help us. There's also a lower vibration of Aries energy where there is this impatience and where there is this impulsivity. If you're impulsive with no plan, what good does that do? The very Mars that governs Aries is exalted in Capricorn. So this Marsian energy that governs Aries is exalted when it has a plan, when it has a goal, Capricorn, when it has an aim that it can go in the direction of. Popped out this Mercury. When this Mercury card popped out, I'm going to act like that's the Ace of Air or the Ace of Swords. It's like, that's the truth. Because Mercury governs this, keywords on here is awareness and words and thoughts. communicative, analyze, let your mind tell you how. So I just had a brain fart, but that's a message too, because one thing about Mercury, and I love this, y'all. This is one of my favorite things about Mercury, a whole planetary body about messages and communicating, and yet it also is about silence. And I've discovered the golden nature of silence, just even not broadcasting for such a long time. And, you know, like I said, I just wanted to try out my new microphone and other equipment. But I hadn't called into this conference call before. I'd only chatted in, you know, typing. But so there are times and seasons when there will be times this season, oh, look at spirit, where silence is going to be really golden. And the Virgo card is right up underneath it, which is ruled by Mercury. Hold on one second, because I'm a okay, cool. Clearly, this is a pop-up broadcast. Not that I've never had dead air before, but I'm really just winging it today, y'all. I feel great. I hope everyone out there feels great, too. I didn't even honor, revere, remember our divine righteous ancestors, and that's probably why the Cancer card kept... You'd think I would have got the hint, but I definitely don't want to go another further until I make that loud and clear. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of those who came before us, without which we would not be here. And just the Mercury and Virgo energy of these cards that popped out is just... It's almost... What's been coming up for me that this reminds me of is... how golden silence is, and then the strategy with which, the intention with which we do finally open up to speak. When we do finally speak, let it be something that's beneficial. We've gotten all these Venusian hits already. So, you know, when we do speak, let it be beneficial with this in Virgo energy. When we do speak, let it be precise. Let it speak to the heart of the matter and not just be gratuitous, right? Not just be talking to hear ourselves talk, but and even with some things that I was discussing earlier, Virgo would govern, Mercury would rule paperwork and things of that nature, and this talking about details, and I even said that earlier, that the devil was in the details. So we're also being a timely message for right now is just to be mindful of your words, not only the words that we speak, but the words that we write and the words that we type and the forms that we submit and the paperwork that we turn in. You know, just being mindful of that is going to help us to protect ourselves and keep in more with this Cancerian energy that keeps coming out. It's going to help us to protect ourselves. It's going to help us to create a foundation that can't be shaken, because we've done the proper research. We've done what is it, awareness, thoughts, analyze. We've analyzed. We didn't just take somebody's word for something and go jump off a cliff in this season. We got a word. We received a message, Mercury, and we did our due diligence in Virgo. We took what they said and we scrutinized it and we analyzed it. That's funny. The analyze word is on the Mercury card, and I would definitely say analyze. Yep, it's on the Virgo card too. The analyzing of methods for... But the method, you know, method, perfectionism, do what you must do. So, yeah, that reminds me of the scripture that says, be not only hearers of the word, of the message, but be a doer. Be a doer. Don't hear a message. Perhaps this one, you know, that I'm channeling for you today on a pop-up, just trying to check my mic and equipment, right? Check my Cash App link. Don't just be a hearer of the word. Scrutinize. Don't take whatever words you hear at face value. Like, I really am getting that pretty heavily. don't just take it on GP. Don't be that easy that you just take it. Don't be that childlike and that trusting, blindly trusting. The card didn't say blindly trust like a child, but just, and that's why Spirit had me keep reiterating it. It's not this naivety of trusting. It's this faith in trusting. It's this confidence in who created you trusting. And so certainly with whatever messages you're receiving at this time, especially with Mercury going retrograde, especially with the eclipses and just with everything going on, this is not the time of the year. This is not the season to, it's a season to go with the flow. But go with the flow. This, the word analyzing on two cards that popped out right now. Go with the flow while analyzing, not overanalyzing to where you're putting yourself in a mental head spin, but analyzing to where if somebody says A plus B equals C, then you go calculate A and B, and if you get C, then, hey, keep going. It checks out. But if you do A and B and it equals F, then you may want to get some other, you may want to cross-reference somewhere else. Either you're wrong or they're wrong, or both of y'all could be wrong, right? So that's what I got from that. These are some cool little cards. I like them because I was going to get these other cards, which is the tarot, but it just has the astrological energy of each card on it, which, I don't know, the cards that I created, the deck I have for myself, I already kind of did that for myself. So I was like, let me get something a little different, but still kind of astrology-esque. So this is not a tarot deck, but it is a an astrology deck, oracle. I believe this would be considered an oracle deck. We got less than an hour to go. I don't think I'll be on here for another hour. I really just wanted to test the mic. I'll see if any last messages want to come out. I haven't seen anybody pop up. Like I said, I'm sure. But I haven't. The little place you go. When I broadcast it on Blog Talk Radio, I get a lot of people popping up because you know, there's people just on Blog Talk seeing who's on, talking about what, you know. But I couldn't find that button this time. I've been out of practice of this for quite a while, so I'll be on point and able to broadcast to my Blog Talk crew by when we're officially back. Nothing's really popping out. I guess I'm supposed to go. Especially, I mean, I didn't have any notes. I was just going off stuff at the top of my head based on recent consultations and what I know is going on in the cosmos. It's a lot. I'm praying for all of us because everybody's not having the easiest go of this time, and it's just period. And, you know, people like to argue and they like to defend the fuckery. I don't know a better way to say that. They just like to defend it, and they will argue you down tooth and nail just to defend the fuckery they've been on because they want that fuckery to be validated. And if they can argue with you and quote-unquote win the argument, it validates what they've been on. And what's this that popped out? Capricorn. Devil in the tarot. You see, we already got that Mercury energy popped up, the Cancer energy popped up, the Venus energy popped up. Spirit is like, do not even waste your breath. That's why the Mercury card was right next to the Virgo card, because Spirit was saying, if you're going to be communicating at this particular time, be intentional and precise and exact and systematic and analyze your words before you say them. It takes two fools to have an argument. Two civilized individuals can have a discussion, even a healthy debate. But only two fools gonna be sitting up arguing and haven't even analyzed what they're saying before it comes out of their mouth. And so definitely with this Capricorn card popping out, that further reiterates that, that that's the Saturnian energy of maturity and discipline, disciplining our tongue. There's life and death. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Be sure about what you're saying. Be sure about what you're submitting. Be sure about the paper, what you're writing down on paper. Because guess what? Our word is actually bond. And so be wise about it. This Capricorn card talks about goals and reality and business-like way of doing things, achievement, focus, results, resulting from the rules imposed by. So it may sound like rules, you know, but the devil's in the details. You know, make sure you check the fine print and make sure you know when to hold them and fold them as far as speaking and not speaking, silence being golden. it may sound like rules, but Saturnian energy, like this also says, achievement and goals. It may be reality, like realities can be harsh. Reality checks can be harsh, but if we take them, like with this Venusian energy and that Cancer, the water, and just flow, if we open it, it doesn't have to be a stumbling block. It doesn't have to be the speed bump. Doesn't even have to trip us up. Just like I said with the cruise control, I don't even have to. I can stay in cruise. And it doesn't matter what the person in front of me is doing. It doesn't matter if I'm getting slowed down or not. I still get to cruise. I'm perceiving it as a slowdown because just much like I was saying about this, we're in Sun and Aries season. We're raring to go. We're ready to go. We're ready to take off. And here's this lingering new moon in Pisces energy. Until we get to the new moon in Aries, new moon in Pisces is still running the show, whether people know that or want to believe that or accept that or not. Wonder why something you trying to get popped off brand new. I'm talking about things that are brand new. If it's something you've been working on, this is the perfect season to be putting the finishing touches on it, the perfect season to be finalizing the details on it, the perfect season to be wrapping things up or coming at it in a different way. But it's not, this ain't your first rodeo, right? So that's where this Capricorn energy comes in, because Spirit is saying, yes, be about your business, standing 10 toes down, you know, like you can't do that. You can't stand 10 toes on business if you don't know what the business is. Have you done your homework? Like I said, did you see if A and B really equal C, or did you just take their word for it? So this Capricorn energy is saying use the most business-like way. People that are business-like, people that are the most business-like, people that handle their business, people that stand on business, people that can stand 10 toes down on their business, they've done their homework. Mercury card with the Virgo card. They've read the fine print. They've studied. They've analyzed, right? And so don't go, you know, it's Sun in Aries season, but here's this new moon in Pisces energy lingering. There's this retrograde energy creeping up on us. There's this eclipse energy that, of course, it's about old things being eclipsed out or things that have, you know, fulfilled their usefulness or purpose or timeliness being eclipsed or phased out. And it's also, especially when we get to this solar eclipse in Aries, it'll also be about things that are being ushered in. The universe abhors a vacuum, so if things are being eclipsed out, then something's going to take its place. Something's going to fill in that void, right? And so that's where this approach that we're being gifted through this channel message this approach that we're being gifted with the divine opportunity to take is going to come in. So it's going to come in really handy. People that I know that are getting dragged right now, and I do mean more than one person, people, they're not heeding. Let me tell you where they're coming up a little janky is in this Capricorn energy. right? And in this Mercury energy, and here pops out this third house card, which is Mercury ruled house, right? They're coming up short in the Capricorn energy because they don't, that clearly they don't want to learn their lessons. Like, when you keep getting admitted to the hospital for the same thing, you might not want to learn your lesson, and can't nobody make you learn it. You can keep doing what you've been doing and getting the same results and expecting new results, right? You're not doing things in a business-like way, in a mature way. And then the people that I know that are getting dragged right now, that Mercury and Virgo energy is kicking them in the butt. They be more worried about details than the man on the moon, and they absolutely not concerned about what's coming out of their mouth or going into their ears and wonder why they're getting dragged now. You keep telling yourself every 5 seconds how you're stupid, how you're, you know, you're broke, you're ugly, don't nobody want you. Huh? You might, the devil's in the details. You might want to be more, you might want to analyze what you say before you say it. You might want to rethink the way you've been framing things in your mind and in your mouth and on paper. I don't care what, if you're having a, let me help, if you're one of these people that's getting dragged right now in behind this Mercury, the third house card did just pop out. Let me help you. First of all, silence is golden. If you don't have anything good to say even about yourself, shut up. Just hush. Just it would be better for you to be quiet than to keep saying silly things about yourself that are creating obstacles in your life where there aren't even obstacles except for you putting your negative mouth on it. And beyond that, after you hush, after, because you're going to have some time, you're going to shock yourself. You're going to be like, dang, I didn't even know I could shut up. After you have successfully shut up, then I want you to figure out some things you can write down. Just start real simple. We on three today, 333. Just write down three things that actually make you feel good instead of like a piece of crap. I may not have my nutrition on 100% point, but I am the picture of divine health. I am the epitome of divine health. I am a walking, talking, healthy, wealthy, wise woman or man of God, whoever you are, right? And then just say that. Set an alarm for every other hour to go off. And you say those three things. If they're I am statements, even better, because those are that's the most powerful affirmation you could ever say. I am what? And you hear people saying the craziest stuff. I'm tired. I'm broke. I am happy, I am thankful, I am wealthy, I am wise, I am well rested, I am raring to go, I am good at analyzing, I am proficient at analyzing details. It's not that you're gassing yourself up, oh, this isn't true. You're not dead yet. So what if it's going to be true here real soon? And the distance between where you are and the reality of what you're saying is you actually starting to say it. You actually writing it down, but taking it out of the air, the realm of air that you can't see, into physical reality. When you write it down and it's outside of your head and on paper, you can see it now. You can post it on your mirror. You can put it on the dash of your car. You can. It goes from air to earth. It's no longer a figment. It's an embodiment. And so this third house card talks about making the right connections, ideas and questions and short-term thinking and trips and who or what is around you, this idea of your community or immediate environment. And so The battlefield, and I told somebody else this not too long ago, the battlefield is the mind. The mind is the battlefield. That's where the battle is fought and either lost or won. And so we can't help what passing thoughts come through, right? This is the heck of a season we're embarking upon together. And so nobody said it's going to be like smooth sailing every day, right? I just had a flash of the Truman Show where that guy like made him be in the storm and all this stuff. And I mean, even he didn't die. And it seemed like they were trying to kill him or scare him real bad. But that's the point. It can seem scary. It can feel scary. It can feel like we're embarking upon scary times. Why? Because people tend to have a fear of the unknown. It's not that the boogeyman's coming because it's eclipse season or, you know, it's a new year and no, it's nothing to be scared of. But a lot of people tend to feel fear around new things. So when we're talking about renewal and revitalization, it sounds all well and good, just like when they did the studies on the stressors. Some of the most stressful times in our lives is when good things are happening, weddings, marriages, births, all this stuff. So even blessings, even all these Venusian blessings that are being foretold, It comes with a certain amount of healthy stress attached to it. Much like this Cancerian energy that keeps coming out as well, because that is necessary. Just like ego. Ego in itself isn't bad. Our ego protects us. We need our ego, but we need a healthy ego, and we need our ego to be balanced out with everything else. And so much in that same way, we need to – did I just draw a blank, y'all? I need to go, but – we really need to remain balanced. And if just like with the spring equinox here, just within the past couple of few days, this is that time of year. This hemisphere, it's the spring equinox, and the other half of the world, it's the autumn equinox. Both equinoxes, both a time of focusing on balance. I was about to say balance out something with something else, but perhaps I got stopped because it's not about balancing out anything with anything. It's about balancing, period, being balance. Well, there's that scripture, speaking of the third house card and the mind and Mercury, scripture that says that we haven't been given, speaking of being created, right? We weren't created to, speaking of fear and fear of the unknown, we weren't created with a spirit of fear. However, we were created with a spirit of power and a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound. And in the Amplified version, it says a calm, well-balanced mind. God doesn't want us anxious and afraid of what's coming, even though we don't know it. We can feel it. We're feeling it. You got people spring. What the hell are you spring cleaning for unless you're expecting something? You're preparing for something. You're preparing the way. You're opening up the way. You're cleaning things out, making room, making, putting up the winter clothes. What? Now you gonna get your spring wardrobe game back up, huh? It's different clothes you wearing, different seasons, right? That's just an example. So we're being asked now, we're all, I don't care what part of the earth world you're on, we're being asked to balance things out. Where we have been hibernating, winter, where we have been, you know, low energy, right? Even though it's still new moon in Pisces right now, the sun is still in Aries. We still have an energetic way to get some things popping, big things popping. It's still an energetic opening for us to restart and renew and revitalize in some way, shape, or form. I don't care if you go clean out your car, if you go just what in whatever ways you're being led in that way. Third house, Mercury energy is also about planning. And so maybe there's something that it's not appropriate for you to do right now, right? this is a season of renewal, revitalization, but it's still not time yet. Maybe you don't want to start it quite yet until we get to the new moon in Aries. I'll have dates and stuff like I normally do for y'all next time. I couldn't even think about all that before I got on here. I needed to do it. But perhaps this third house energy for you is more so about planning what you're going to do when the time comes, when new moon in Aries comes. Okay, then I'm going to file that paperwork. If Mercury is still not retrograde, if Mercury is still retrograde, unless you were born in a Mercury retrograde, I wouldn't recommend it. Just wait, at least wait till Mercury is direct, if not out of the zone, if you're going to file some paperwork. If you need to file any paperwork at once, do it prior to April the 1st, not on April the 1st, before April the 1st. You're still in a Mercury retrograde zone, but technically that, if somebody ran the chart on it, it would be direct in that chart. So if you have to get it done, you got right at a week to do it. You got right at a week to file it. You got right at a week to, now, like I said, we're in the Mercury retrograde zone, so we are already in territory energetically that we'll be covering once again. We're already in territory that we're going to be going over once again. So just be aware that if you do file some paperwork, if you have filed any paperwork since the 18th when Mercury did go in the zone, that they could call you back, oh, you missed this, or, you know, oh, well, we just had a delay or whatever, but it's still going to get processed and all that stuff. No, I'm not going to doomsday you. Nothing bad's going to happen. But there could be a cause or a reason for whatever you filed to have to be looked at again, to be gone over again, to be reviewed again, okay? No big deal. Not the end of the world. This ain't our first Mercury retrograde. It's not our first spring season. It's not our first Mercury retrograde. It's not our first lunar eclipse, right? Eclipse season. But we want to give things their proper due. There are things going on with this eclipse, you know, that are pretty unique and special. So we don't want to just minimize it and, oh, just another eclipse, no big deal. But we also don't want a doomsday and act like this is going to be the last eclipse either. So, let's see. Third house again. And what's underneath that? Fourth house. So, yeah, I'll wrap it up with that, because just the fact that it's come out of all these cards, it just came back out again. So, and then the fourth house right underneath that, which is home. So, yeah, just making plans for the future that support your inner emotional foundation, that support your family, your home, that support the foundation that's already been laid for you. Like, we're not islands unto ourselves. We come from a bloodline. We come from an ancestry, a history of people before us. And so our plans, much like these seasons and cycles, are fairly circular. Like, there truly is nothing new under the sun. We're just being washed, rinsed, and repeated. But with every cycle of renewal, there are new opportunities that maybe that's what I love about retrogrades, is because we get to go over this territory again energetically, because we may have missed something the first time. We third house is any of the mutable houses, they offer us an opportunity to shift our perspective. And so maybe we didn't see things so clearly the first time around. Maybe we couldn't. Maybe we needed to make a mistake or two, an error or two, get a rejection letter, or, you know, to test us, to test that trust, to test that our faith. Who said our faith wouldn't be tested? You know, maybe you do have to knock three times for the door to get open. And because if you knock once and you just go away, well, I knocked and nobody answered. You know, if you're rooted and grounded in something, that Cancer energy, this fourth house energy, just like a mother, you're not going to, if you need something for your child and somebody says, well, we don't have it, you're not going to just go home and be like, well, they said they didn't have it. you're going to knock until the door opens. Maybe not that door. Maybe that's not the door you're supposed to be in. Maybe the whole point, maybe the testing that your plans are undergoing right now is to help you to determine better which door you should be knocking on. Nobody said stop knocking. Knock on the right door. That's where the analyzation comes in that we got before, right? That's where all this Venusian energy we've been getting is coming in. Spirit is saying, you're not knocking hard enough. You don't need a sledgehammer. That's not the problem. That's not what's preventing you from cruising. What's preventing you from cruising is that you don't even know that there's a mechanism you can activate that puts you in cruise. What's preventing you from cruising is that you don't even realize that there is an easier way to do this. What's preventing you from cruising is just ignorance. You simply don't know. And what's preventing you from cruising is fear. You just the idea, this third house energy, Mercury energy, the Virgo energy card already came up. Just the idea of cruising terrifies you because you've been programmed all your life to only know struggle, strain, and coming up on the rough side of the mountain. So we keep getting this third house card, and we can roll out on it, especially with 33 minutes left. That is hilarious. We could definitely roll out on that. And then we've got the third house card two times. That's 33, right? 333 on the cat. Like, I don't make this. I don't make the list. I just make the hits, okay? And then it was 33 in 3 seconds, so that's 33. But that was the point, is that Spirit wants us to take the limits off of our third house mind, our mercurial mind, our Virgo mind. Spirit wants us to take the limits off, and in so doing, trust like a child. So we can have fun instead of coming up the rough side. It don't have to be rough all the time. And I think that's where Spirit wants me to end, because that's the message of what's being eclipsed out. It was kind of like I knew I was going to pick up on a lot of eclipse messages, even though this was just a mic check. But Spirit wants us to eclipse out of our minds anything that is promoting fear and preventing us from seeing things the way God sees them. God is not looking at our circumstances and freaking out. It's not happening. God's not like, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen. Like, what do we do? Like, scrambling to fix things. Like, God sees, God knows, God hears. We're being asked to trust. We're being asked to take the limits off. We're being asked to move in faith and trust instead of fear. And we're being asked, when we don't know, just remain silent. And that'll be the best bet, instead of pushing forward via arguments and debates, unhealthy debates, and pressing issues and, you know, just beating dead horses. Like, Spirit's like, just for now, because it's eclipse season for everybody. And some people aren't so willing, ready, or able to let go, so they're being dragged, and the last thing they need is us, you know, I told you so, or, you know, I told you I was right, or, like, Virgo, that's so Virgo, too, because they're, like, notorious for being perfectionists, and being, they take that very seriously, being right, very seriously, sorry, y'all, I cracked myself up again on the way out the door. But so knowing when to be silent, but then when it is time to speak up, you know, speaking up in that Capricornian way that we got the card for, in this boss, authoritative, business-like way, this professional way, and that way we can, you know, be heard clearly and profoundly in ways that when people cross-reference us and check out if our A and our B equals C, that it always does, and then we become the boss and the masters and the authority. authorities on matters where we've proven our word has been proven bond time and time and again enough to settle into and establish a foundation that we can rely on for way more than just this season that we're in of eclipses and equinoxes and everything else. So I'm not officially back until next week. I'm going to, now that I got my equipment and I can be heard, then that should make Sundays and Sade's free readings go much smoother. It should make the Wednesday word go much smoother. And I really liked, we had wrapped up doing $5 Fridays, and I really, really like that as well. So that should go smoother as well. In the meantime and in between time, I'm going to log off and add in the email link for anyone who wants to contact me with questions, or if they did the Cash App link, follow it up with a question. I'm going to add that in. Other than that, I'm just praying that everyone continues to have a happy, healthy, just overwhelmingly satisfying and pleasurable, all the Venusian feels this fine eclipse season, and we'll dig into more later, okay? With that, take care. I love you. Peace, and see you next time. Stay connected.